Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You have a teacher. It's the Holy Spirit. When Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit coming, he said these words in John chapter 14. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send to you, will teach you in all things. There's the teacher. You have the teacher. But do you want a teacher? Sometimes you and I don't want a teacher. There have been times when I have not wanted a teacher, kind of like when I was in third grade and I had Mrs. Flanagan. Now, there was nothing wrong with Mrs. Flanagan. She was very German and gave wonderful German baked goods to us and taught us wonderful German songs, but she was very strict and structured and was very hard with the math lessons. So at the end of the year, you can imagine how disappointed I was when the fourth grade teachers were announced and I found out that I was going to have, yep, you got it, Mrs. Flanagan. I would have been just fine not having a teacher for fourth grade and going about it my own way and going in my own direction. You can probably relate. There are other reasons why you and I might not want a teacher. You might come to the conclusion that you are already an expert and that you've learned everything. You might be thinking, boy, Mrs. Schmidt back in my fourth grade Sunday school class taught me everything there is to know. I don't need to learn anything. Or that pastor, that wonderful pastor from 10 years ago, I learned everything in his class. There's really nothing more that I can learn. Or you might be saying something like this. I learned that last year. Now I'm the expert and should be teaching everybody else. No, Jesus says, you have a teacher in the Holy Spirit. Do you want that teacher? Well, one thing's for certain. You need a teacher, especially in these days. Because the reality of it is that if the Holy Spirit is not your teacher, somebody else is teaching you, or something else is teaching you. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has been in the news over the last couple of weeks. Undoubtedly, you've heard of the CDC. Everyone has. They came out with a statement that people are experiencing, on their website, people are experiencing all kinds of stress these days, obviously. They also shared this, that people are experiencing worry and fear, that they're also experiencing changes to their routines and sleeping patterns. We'd all understand that. That makes sense. But then the CDC goes on to say this. The number one coping strategy for stress is this. Take a break from watching, reading, or listening to the news, or really paying attention to anything on social media. Why would they say that? I think you and I would agree. Those things, the things that are being projected on social media and television, have been our teachers over the last 2 months. And what have you learned? What have we learned? We've learned to be a little more fearful. That over the next 2 weeks, the most catastrophic thing will come. Or over the next 2 months, a terrible thing is going to come. What have we learned? We've learned to be a little more distrusting of others. We're a little more suspicious of our neighbor who lives right next door to us. What have we learned? We've learned not to trust God, who has provided for us for so long and will provide for us into the future. What have we learned? We've learned to hate others. As we're recording this message right now, there are riots and there's burnings happening in the city of Minneapolis. The truth is, we need a teacher. We need a teacher now more than ever. And that teacher is none other than the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us Jesus' love. Now, the day of Pentecost really surrounds itself around actually the happenings in Acts chapter 2 in the New Testament. The day of Pentecost happens on a Jewish festival in which pilgrims gather in the city of Jerusalem and they celebrate this festival all together. People from all regions, from all sorts of different nations and languages are represented in the city of Jerusalem. And the Holy Spirit teaches. What kind of lesson does the Holy Spirit teach? Well, the Holy Spirit teaches right off the bat that God's people are one, no matter what nation they're from, no matter what language they speak. That's an important lesson. The Spirit is poured out. Lesson number two the Holy Spirit teaches is through the mouth of Peter. The Holy Spirit shares that the most important work that God has done for us in our life is through the death and resurrection of Jesus, the sermon that Peter preaches towards the end of Acts chapter 2. But here's the thing, my friends. Follow the book of Acts along. There's not just one Pentecost. There's a whole bunch of them. The Spirit is poured out over and over again and teaches. Many days after Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 8, this Holy Spirit teaches another lesson. What's the lesson? That Samaritans can be brought into God's kingdom. What an important lesson to be taught and to be learned by Jesus' followers. Go forward a few more days and a few more chapters into the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 10, the Holy Spirit is poured out, that language says. The language is used there in Acts chapter 10. And a lesson is taught. The lesson in Acts chapter 10 is that God's kingdom is open to Gentiles. Many, many more days after that, and if we follow along in the book of Acts to Acts chapter 19, the Holy Spirit is poured out again, another Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit teaches. This time, the teaching is about the fact that the Holy Spirit comes through the waters of baptism. You see, John the Baptist has some disciples who have heard about the Messiah, but they have not received the Holy Spirit through baptism. And so the lesson here in Acts chapter 19 is that the Holy Spirit comes through baptism. At no point, I list all these things to make this simple point, at no point in the book of Acts do any of Jesus' followers say this, "I've learned it all, I'm the expert, I don't need a teacher." No, they're constantly learning. And the Holy Spirit is constantly pouring himself out and teaching lessons to God's people. Well, there's also another truth. At no point in the book of Acts could any of Jesus' followers say that the Holy Spirit only taught in the temple in Jerusalem. You see, the Holy Spirit goes out from the temple and teaches in all sorts of places, in synagogues, Jewish synagogues, in hills, in cities that are far away from the city of Jerusalem. It teaches in places where there's disagreements, meetings, riots, on islands, on ships, in all sorts of places. And here's the lesson to be learned there. At no point could any of Jesus' followers say this, "Boy, I'm going to put on my Sunday best because I'm going to church and the classroom of the Holy Spirit is found in church." You're not going to find that in the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit teaches in all places. And then there's this. At no time would any of the disciples or followers of Jesus say that the Holy Spirit only taught when things were going well. In fact, you're going to find the Holy Spirit teaching in the book of Acts when there's conflict and famine and death and disagreement, when there are sad and despairing times in God's people's lives. Where do you find yourself today? Well, it's likely you haven't been to church for maybe a couple of months. And how are you feeling? It's likely maybe you're feeling a little lonely, maybe a little frustrated on how things are going. And it would be easy to come to the conclusion there's no way that you could learn anything from anything that is happening right now, that the Holy Spirit couldn't teach in these moments. My friends, Acts teaches us that we can learn in any circumstance and in any situation. The Holy Spirit is that teacher, and we need it now more than any other time. Well, what does the Holy Spirit teach? If you need this teacher, what exactly does the Holy Spirit teach? Well, the Holy Spirit teaches Jesus. The Holy Spirit guides us to Jesus. How awesome is that? The story is told about a United States military unit that is placed behind enemy lines in World War II. I believe in the beginning of that war in the early 1940s. And as they were placed in the Alps, the commanding officer of that military unit commanded a smaller unit to go around the mountain and to do some reconnaissance, to see the enemy lines on the other side of that mountain. Now, a day passed as that small unit went out, and they didn't come back in that day, and it was thought that they had either been attacked by these enemies or captured in some way, and everyone was sad. 3 or 4 days passed, and a wonderful moment happened when that small unit came back, and everyone celebrated the men coming back from their journey. And then the story was discovered about how they found their way back. On the second day, as they were lost, they were filled with despair and discouragement about where they were and the fact that the enemies were just a short distance away. And it was at that moment that one of the soldiers remembered that in his backpack, on the very bottom of his backpack, was a map. He dug into his backpack and dug out that map. And immediately when those soldiers had that map, they felt a sense of encouragement and hope. They knew that they could find their way back to the larger military unit. And so they did. They followed that map as close as they could until they ultimately found their larger military unit. Now here's the crazy part of that story. A few days later, it was discovered that that map that they pulled out of that soldier's backpack that guided them the entire way was actually an incorrect map. It was the map of the Pyrenees Mountains and not a map of the Alps. And one of the morals of that story is that if you just have something beside you that can lift you up and give you confidence, man, that can give you encouragement and hope for moving forward. Now, why do I tell that story? Because I think it relates well how the Holy Spirit is our teacher and guide. You know, our Holy Spirit is our teacher and guide, kind of like that map. We can bank on the Holy Spirit, knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us and that we possess it because of our baptism. We know that God is with us, and because of all that, we know that we can move in this life. Jesus also said of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14 these words. He said, I no longer leave you as orphans, but I leave behind another helper. Another helper, John 14. Now that little phrase is really important to unpack. It's important to unpack because there are two Greek words that word other could be. It could be the word hetero, which means different, a different helper, someone that's not like me. Or it could be a Greek word that says allos, that's allos in the Greek, which could mean he's exactly like me. And if you look that up in the Bible, the Greek word that appears there is allos. Jesus was saying that the Holy Spirit is basically like having Jesus himself right next to us. How powerful is that? You have Jesus, someone right next to you who has the exact same claims as Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit right next to you. And that's what gives us confidence and hope for moving forward. It's very much like that map in that story. But the Holy Spirit is not like that map in this sense. Remember, the map was not correct. It was actually a map of the Pyrenees Mountains, totally incorrect. They were actually stranded there in the Alps. Well, the Holy Spirit is 100% in the way that it teaches and guides and teaches us truly in all things that are healthy, in all things that are right. And it teaches us the way to Jesus. The Holy Spirit doesn't shine a light on itself. It's like a floodlight that shines to Jesus and shines to where health and vitality and where forgiveness and love can be found. That's a beautiful teacher to have in your life. You know, every Sunday that we come to Peace, we say, yes, I want that teacher. You may not realize that's what you're saying, but that's what you're saying when we say the creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Think of it as if you're getting that announcement for your teacher for next year. Wow, I get to have the Holy Spirit as my teacher is what you're saying when you say those words. But what a difference it would make, my friends, if we didn't just leave that yes statement to Sundays, or in the church or in the physical church. But if we said, yes, I want that teacher on Tuesdays during my normal routines. And yes, I want that teacher in my life when I'm sad and despairing. And yes, I want that teacher as I'm going through a pandemic or as I'm experiencing loneliness and fatigue and isolation from the people that I want to be around. What a difference that would make. We would live with confidence. The Holy Spirit's like that map. And we live with a clear guide to the greatest place to be, being right next to Jesus Christ. So join me in saying, yes, I want a teacher, the Holy Spirit, today. Amen.